plastic.
Welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM out of Madison, and WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM out of Waukesha, the Shaw, caw-caw. I had a really cool caw-caw this week that I'm going to remind me later to talk about the caw-caw I got. In fact, there's a song on there that might actually lead into that. I might have to switch the order on them. Okay.
Oh, man. All right. You just tell me what you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, no problem. But World War III is alive and well. And again, the World War III is, I'm not talking about the, you know, we know. How can you not know about Russia, Ukraine? It's all they want to talk about on the news. They love it. Anyway, World War III is actually this continued war against critical thinking. And of course, wow, what better place to look and talk about it than righty-whitey Wisconsin. Oh my God, it's so bad. But yeah, I mean, the media, you know, they're just glorifying this stuff, right? Oh, look how Ukraine's killing all these Russian soldiers, you know? And I'm like, well, good for them, but I mean, I already know what war's about. That's what this country was founded on, and it's how it expanded on the imperialistic United States of America. So great compared to everywhere else. By the way, I can't even say that on Facebook. F Facebook, man. Remember that movie, Meet the Fockers? That's Zuckerberg and company there. And, of course, he's my other Focker. I can't get on my Facebook because you guys want to do this double secret identity, you know, confirmation thing. And okay, yeah, I got a new phone, everything. Let's go. I do it and I'm locked out, man.
You know what, Pizza Box? I'm going to give you something here. Give you a quick advice. I think you should take it to TikTok, bro. You
know? Well, I think I should just take it to not doing any of you clowns. How's that for, you know, me enjoying nature the rest of my life and my circle of life that's important to me? Because, to be honest with you, I don't think Facebook is where I'm going to make a difference.
No. You got to go places where people want to, you know, are open to changing their minds.
How about podcasting?
Facebook, they just want to argue with you.
But I'll podcast, man. Then it's unplugged, man. Pizza Box, unhinged.
All right. That sounds good. Raw. Right.
Yeah. Raw. Well, after midnight, kind of unhinged.
Okay.
But, you know, with all... I will say one thing about the war, you know. Happily funded by Charles Koch and company, huh? What a jackass. But who didn't know that, you know? That's where when guys like he and his, when his brother David passed away, I was like... I had a little leprechaun in me on St. Patty's Day. A little jig for that. Hey, I don't celebrate death. I celebrate evil taking a dive like 6 feet under. I'll let God be the judge, right? I'll wait till I get there and see it too. Isn't that what you guys all want to believe in? See, you know, as long as you go to church and pretend like you're forgiven. Wow. So anyway, yeah, I'm not watching that. You know where I'm getting my news? I'm getting my news from the Weather Channel. It's like accurate, at least on the hour. Maybe they were wrong about the prediction yesterday, but they don't lie about what it is the next day, right? And then they mix in issues, social issues and stuff. It's great. They're like relaxed. It's the truth. Yeah, they still got some people that, you know, they're on there. They want to look good and make money and stuff. But it's not like the corporate Nazi news and the MSNBC. And, oh, you know who's really bad is that Newsmax. Ooh, anybody, you know.
You know when you have to put news in your name to try to make people believe that it's news? You know it's not actually news.
Yeah.
That's part of the name. Newsmax, you know they're trying too hard to make it sound
well,
like
you know who goes on there? People that have been, you know, kicked off other social media, and they get, you know, they had to kick off Fox. Really? Yeah. Oh, go to that place. So I've had to, like, you know, kind of filter out all this stuff and just watch the Weather Channel and sport, because it's, like, going on right now. And I mean basketball, like, not, well, you know, mostly college and state high school. Fun to watch.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how Menominee Falls lost the game. Oh, my God, yesterday. That was, and the ball that the guy shot, it went in and around out the last shot of the game. And I felt bad for those kids because they were up by 10 with just, you know, I mean, they're up by 8 with minute 20 left or something. Missed a couple, two guys that shoot in the 80s free throws and 70s. They missed both the front ends. Oh, you just hate seeing that happen.
I know. Sports can be, the thing though, sports can be like a really unifying thing for people and communities, you know, except when you're, you know, you're the Packers and your quarterback likes to make it a divisionary thing. He still likes to throw some divide in there.
But oh, like, no, that game general, last night, which one was
it? In general, sports can bring people together, you know, in general.
Yeah, I saw a really good game last night where a guy just kept hitting his threes. Oh, that's the kid from Iowa State. Ooh, against LSU.
Well, that's
really, really
hard-fought next, right?
Game. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. But I picked LSU to win, and the Badgers to beat LSU, and then to lose to, I think, Auburn. But I didn't have Kentucky in the Final Four. Guess who else I picked that I bet a lot of other people didn't pick? North Carolina over Baylor, and it's 42-29 at half in favor of North Carolina. Hey, man, I watched the game where they beat Duke. I'm like, oh, when these guys are on, look out. And they said, well, they score, but they don't defend. Well, they sure did against Baylor. Then what happened is that they just pack it in and on the middle, and Baylor's just not hitting the threes. In fact, the one guy that did hit one was a guy that was one for his last 19, and the coach was like, as he let it go. Too cool. Anyway, back to the real world, right? I mean, the war. And the reason why I mentioned Wisconsin is Friday I happened to turn on Righty Whitey, Dan the Clan O'Donnell, because I really can't stand that guy, right? He's the retired cop turned, you know, propagandist for the right. And I'm listening to him, and he's talking about this, this war against the truth and media, and I'm like, okay, there's a war against the truth and media, and you got kicked off Facebook and YouTube, and that's what he was talking about. He was talking about his truth being filtered out, right? Guess who his guest is? Rojo the Clown.
Hey.
Kind of reminds me of CJ the Clown, you know, when I hear these tall white goons talking about the world in the wrong way. So Dan, he's talking to Rod Johnson about, they're going after, you know, the Trump kids, you know. Just imagine if it was a Democrat, or, you know, then what would the Democrats do? And I'm like, yeah, just imagine, but it never happened. So you already, then they bring up, what if it was Hunter Biden? Well, you guys tried that one. It didn't pan out. Well, it's not like we don't know there's privilege and nepotism and corruption, but that's a whole different story on who's committing it. And it's mostly these, I mean, Ron Johnson talking about it. Oh, yeah. And then he went after Zuckerberg. And I'm like, cool. I got a problem with that clown too, man. Oh, but yours is what? He dumped $500,000 into what? What? Into trying to not get Trump reelected? Well, that's not, you know. But Ron failed to mention, you know, the legislation that he made sure. He held up the country, man. Held up the country till they agreed to let these corporate clowns filter through money so he could, you know, stay in office. They had the billionaires. Yeah, the billionaire club. Diane Hendricks and then Richard Dick and Elizabeth Uline. And, you know, it takes me back to Scott Walker days when he traded him part of the state forest and then traded it back. And it is not, I mean, and then they're up there in the Manitouish waters just cutting through woods that wasn't theirs to cut through, and awful stuff. Yeah, but, you know, these billionaires, they came in and they're going to build all this, you know, in a restaurant, and all these people will make $10 an hour up there that, you know. Wow. So, you know, there was that part. And then he goes on to talk about this is all because of what happened in the 1960s when the radical left.
Radical?
Yes, they took over, like, public universities and public schools. Actually, they were there mostly as a result of Dwight D. Eisenhower, dumbass. But anyway, yeah, it was good to invest, you know, like Dwight D. Eisenhower said. By the way, it's 844-967-2789 if you want to join in.
You're saying Rojo was given a history lesson.
Yeah.
Revised history.
Which leads me to this, you know, why call it CRT, man? Why even call it that? Well, you should call it, you know, American history revisited with, you know, truth and facts, you know. Because you guys all know about it from watching those movies, you know, the cowboys and Indians and all the North against the South. I mean, which sides were you on? And need I ask, which side were you on, boy? You know, it's awful stuff. And Scott Walker, you know, the damage that he did to Milwaukee, first, you know, Milwaukee County executive. Huh? Then hey, you know, let's go in and become a, well, first was he, I think he was legislator first, then Milwaukee County executive, then the great governor that you know, is responsible for Foxconn. And gosh, I remember when they had the name, you know, I was like, wow, I made a sign, Foxconn. Not much of a disguise.
Right, you don't even need to do anything with that. You ain't got to get creative off of that for you. Right?
Robin Voss still, like, you know, dingleberries himself to it, thinks it's still a great deal. And it'll never, ever pan out. And every other state in the country laughed at a deal like that.
It's a great con.
To make a deal with an oligarch that's guilty of civil rights violations. You can start that one song, man. Yeah,
I'll give it to you. Again, this is that floater break, so we got a little latitude here. So you want some song?
Double Dutch song, bus, you know, because...
Frankie Smith.
You listen to the lyrics, and this is kind of like what Scott Walker did to this guy in the song, man. Should we play it out a little bit? I'll just shut up and listen,
yeah,
huh?
We got some time.
Double Dutch bus coming down the street. Moving dirty vessel, kind of shuffle low beach. Get on the bus, pay your fare. Then tell a driver that you're going to a Double Dutch affair. Train either. Thanks, Scott Walker. No buses, no trains.
Right, it seems like Frankie Smith had better public transportation than we had in Wisconsin. Say downtown. Well, I miss my bus. I know I'm late. I gotta do something. I know I hate. I'm gonna walk to work. 15 bucks. I already got a hole in the fox. Go ahead and laugh. That's okay. Of course, what I really wanna say. I got bad feet. My corns hurt. Let's top it off. I'm late for work. Let me tell you what I say. Let me show you how I walk when I gotta do my funky walk.